You're listening to KHOL. I'm Hannah Merzbach with the local newscast. Abortion remains a hot topic in Wyoming. Mike Yin, who represents Teton County in Cheyenne, has now introduced a bill to repeal the state's trigger ban, which restricts most abortions.
I think the trigger ban was unconstitutional.
A lawsuit is currently keeping Wyoming's abortion ban from going into effect, but that could change. In the meantime, some lawmakers are finding other ways to limit access in Wyoming. One bill introduced this week bans medical abortion.
I don't want to see only bills that go further into the unconstitutional territory. I would like to start having that conversation of how do we bring it back to where it's better for the people of Wyoming.
So far, Yin's repeal of the trigger ban only has public support from Democrats, which make up a small minority of the legislature. The Jackson Town Council members are considering moving a street near the post office. They'll discuss changes at a Tuesday workshop to the intersection of Snow King Avenue, Scott Lane, and Simon Lane. Currently, Snow King Avenue and Simon Lane aren't aligned, which county public works staff say is confusing and unsafe. The town could shift Simon Lane to line up with Snow King and make a true four-way intersection. The move would affect the yards and driveways nearby, but not the houses. The project could be combined with an affordable housing project on the same block. Eastern Europe meets the American West this week. New York City-based klezmer band The Klezmatics will visit Jackson Hole, bringing the sounds of the fiddle, accordion, dulcimer, and more to the region. KHOL's Emily Cohen has more.
The Klezmatics are often credited with revitalizing klezmer, a type of Jewish folk music originally from Eastern Europe. Think of Fiddler on the Roof or the wedding song Hava Nagila. The band has been around for more than 35 years. Matt Dario, clarinetist and saxophonist for the Klezmatics, says they like to incorporate sounds from other traditions, including African and Baltic rhythms. The band won a Grammy in 2006 for an album that they produced of Woody Guthrie songs.
Well, it's a big tradition in Jewish culture for being socially engaged, and we're trying to keep that going, you know. So we're not just playing beautiful, amazing music, but we also have some social significance.
Klezmatic members will teach a master class for Jackson Hole middle and high school students Thursday and perform a concert at the Center for the Arts in the evening. Emily Cohen, KHOL News.
Jackson residents can get some FaceTime with community leaders this week. Tuesday evening, the new head of St. John's Health, CEO Jeff Solis, is hosting a meet and greet at the Wart Hotel. He began the job at the beginning of the year after a series of leadership shakeups in the healthcare group. On Wednesday, Jackson's mayor is inviting people out for a chat at Town Hall. Residents can bring their questions out for Haley Morton Levinson. Councilwoman Jessica Sell Chambers and the Jackson Fire Chief are also slated to be there. Hannah Merzbach, KHOL News.